He gave an autistic girl an incurable STD, assaulted her, called her B-word, stole her innocence, and told this young woman, who was underage at the time, that no one would believe the horrific story of what he had just done to her because he was too rich and too famous. We've heard that one before. Now, this Backstreet Man is still very rich and very famous, but he may be facing the music soon. See what I did there? As one of his alleged victims is now speaking out.
And the last 21 years have been filled with pain, confusion, frustration, shame, and self-harm that are a direct result of Nick Carter.
As this is what Shannon Ruth is alleging this 90s pop star and Backstreet Boy Nick Carter did to her the night she met him 21 years ago. A night that for a 17-year-old girl was supposed to have been filled with happiness and joy, you know, finally seeing and meeting her idol, but quickly the situation turned into a nightmare that would last the rest of her life. Unfortunately. But Shannon is now seeking justice, and like usual in cases like this, there are people debating whether or not Nick Carter is guilty or if she's just looking for money. And while that is somewhat understandable to a degree, this is actually not the first time that Nick Carter has been accused of violently taking advantage of a woman in the worst way. And we're gonna dive into that because there seems to have been a pattern forming over the years, and yeah, this clip is 5 years old.
She had a relationship with Nick, a professional relationship, that took an awful turn one night when he invited her back to his apartment in Santa Monica. And she says, and she was, I believe, 18 at the time, and he was 22 or 23, but she says he raped her.
And if that doesn't do it for you, Nick Carter's younger brother, Aaron Carter, who just drowned to death in his own bathtub about a month ago in a very probable drug-related incident.
Death of Aaron Carter. The former child pop singer was found in his bathtub in his California home on Saturday. According to the LA Times, quoting law enforcement sources, he was 34 years old.
Aaron made it very clear that he believed that his superstar brother was guilty and even made plans to stand with Nick's accusers.
In perfect timing, that syncopated with me speaking to Nick's rape accuser, who Nick did rape. It's a fact. I am totally allowed to speak for whoever I'm speaking for because I'm smart and because I have respect for women.
Yeah, he's the one who needs the mental help. There's a lot of people that are coming out to validate it all, and I am standing firmly next to all of these women. You know why? It's the right thing to do, and because I'm a man.
A number of women who claim that Nick had assaulted them over the years. Now, before I get too deep, I want to give you a trigger warning because we will be diving into the alleged details of the night Shannon Ruth met her pop boy band idol and how things went horribly wrong, as well as the other accusations that are piling up. The story is dark and jaw-dropping, so just saying, you have been warned. But first, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay, and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most provocative and entertaining stories and take them to church. Now, if you don't remember, Nick Carter is a Backstreet Boy and pop star that has sold over 100 million records with the group. And during the height of his fame 21 years ago, Shannon and her attorney claimed that she was assaulted by him after a concert. According to Shannon, a now 39-year-old woman who also happens to have cerebral palsy and autism, she attended a Backstreet Boy concert in Tacoma, Washington in 2001. When the concert came to an end, Shannon joined the autograph line where she met Nick. As he invited her to join him in the tour bus, Nick gave Shannon a funny tasting drink, which Nick claimed to have called VIP juice.
He gave her a funny tasting beverage that he called VIP juice.
Look, y'all just need to stop taking everything from celebrities. We've heard this from the Michael Jackson case, from the R. Kelly case. Just don't eat nothing anybody with millions of dollars gives you. I'm just saying. But following the VIP juice, things take a terrible turn. Shortly after, Nick sexually assaulted Shannon, leaving bruises all over her body and a lifetime of trauma. And up until this point, Shannon had been a virgin. She grew up in a Christian home with a very strict upbringing and had no plans on getting with anyone that night. And to make matters worse, Shannon would later find out that not only did she gain a lifetime of trauma from her experience with the Backstreet Boy, but also HPV, or herpes, an STD she would carry with her forever.
To make Shay's trauma even worse, Carter infected her with the sexually transmitted infection HPV.
But things didn't stop there, as Shannon would then allegedly be threatened by the pop star as he said the most terrible things to her, threatening her that he would ruin her life and that she would be the one to go to jail if she said anything to anybody about what had just occurred.
By saying no one would believe me if I told what happened. He was nasty and threatening, saying I would go to jail if I told. He also said he'd turn people against me because he was Nick Carter and he had the power to wreck my life.
We've heard accusations like this before, and one thing that is very common is a pattern. People who get off on this type of behavior usually don't just do it one time. As a matter of fact, her attorney, Mark Boscovich, mentioned in their press conference that during the investigation into the matter, they interviewed other women that Nick had allegedly assaulted. And it came out that he had been spreading this infection around, allegedly. Mark goes on to mention how each of the women's stories are similar, as they were all virgins before the rape. On the podium, Mark mentioned how each of the women's stories are eerily similar, as they were all virgins before he took advantage of them, and they were each infected with the virus.
These women's stories are remarkably similar. They were all virgins when they were sexually assaulted by Carter, and they were all infected with HPV.
The lawsuit that has now been filed is asking for money for damages in two forms, punitive damages and money damages to compensate Shannon for all she has endured the past 21 years. Mark also called out to women who have not had their story told in relation to being assaulted by Nick. Shannon did the same thing, pleading with the women who have experienced what she experienced to come forward and join her in her fight. And not only does she allude to this, and not only has another person came out and told their story, we're going to get to that in a second, but also, again, his own brother said that he was speaking to these women who had been assaulted by him and was ready to stand with them. Back in 2017, American singer and member of the late 90s pop girl group Dream, Melissa Schumann, took to a blog post titled "Don't Worry, I Won't Tell Anybody," where she accused Nick of rape. The blog post stated that back in 2002, after they had both been cast for the movie The Hollow, Melissa and a friend of hers were hanging out at Nick's Santa Monica apartment, where Nick advanced into sexually assaulting her, where she was 19 and he was 22. Nick later spoke up and denied the accusation that came from Melissa. In his denial of Shannon's accusations, he claims that she's being manipulated into filing his lawsuit and making these claims, and has been for years. And then when it came to Ms. Schumann's accusations, he claimed that he was shocked and saddened and that he believed that everything that they had did that night was consensual. Seems like this guy always has the right excuse for apparently what other people are saying. Now, we've heard celebrities say things like this before. We've heard all the excuses. We've seen these stories play out. Do you think more women are gonna come forward? Do you think he's guilty? Do you think he's innocent? Do you think this is a money play? I think we gotta get past saying, well, why did they wait so long? I wouldn't wait. Look, man, we've seen this play out too many times by now. By now, we know that it takes people who have been assaulted sometimes years to confront their accuser, decades. And that is not the exception to the rule. That's the rule. That's a very common practice. So we should stop hearing that. We're a little too late past the Me Too movement for those types of excuses. I'm just saying. We're a little bit too deep for us to be not getting basic stuff like that right. I'm just saying. But you know, the internet will talk, and we have people on both sides defending and trying to prosecute him in the comments. And this is what happens when you have someone that is this famous, especially when he has a resume and especially when he has an image that's so squeaky clean. But let's dive to the comments and see what the streets are saying. People defending Nick Carter are gross. This isn't the first time he's been accused of rape, and it won't be the last. Exactly how many women need to come forward before people stop defending rapist trash? That's a very good point. What number is enough for you? Is four enough? Is five? We've seen 20, 30 women come forward and still not be believed by the general public at times. Ever notice each time that Nick Carter has been accused of rape, it's only when him and Backstreet Boys are doing very well? As well, there's never proof, and it's 20 plus years ago. I don't understand how a person can wait 20 years later to accuse Nick Carter of rape. How does something affect you to the point that your life was destroyed, yet you waited so long to complain? Something isn't right about that. Again, we're past it being common knowledge that victims of assault like this sometimes, because of how traumatic it is, take years to come forward. And that doesn't matter if the accuser is famous or not. Not the first person who has accused him of rape. Also, remember when he dated Paris Hilton and there were pictures of her covered in bruises? Where there's smoke, there's fire. Now, I don't know about the Paris Hilton thing. We'll probably look at that if we do an update. But yeah, where there's smoke, there's usually fire. I always have stand with Nick Carter. Women should go to jail for false rape allegations. The funny part about this is, like, it's not like every guy gets accused. And after a certain point, once there's multiple allegations, the fact that you're just standing with him in general is a little weird. Like, why is that your first move? I was alive in 2001. Nick Carter couldn't have raped a 17-year-old girl. Every 17-year-old girl would have consented. That is trash thinking, terrible mindset. That's not how none of this works. Sir or ma'am, you are the problem. Yeah, no. Aaron even told us that the rape stuff was true. We don't want to listen. Now look, Aaron is working from the grave, y'all. Now I'm gonna be surprised if there aren't any Aaron Carter, Nick Carter conspiracy theories about why he died, especially since he was talking about this right before, and it seems like his words are going to be used to be held as evidence in the public sphere regarding whether or not Nick is guilty. This will never end. Let's just lock him up already. How many times will we let people in the entertainment industry do such things to fans? R. Kelly, now Nick Carter. Enough is enough. Hopefully, if he is guilty, she will get the justice she deserves. All the women will. But that's our story for the day. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. And make sure you subscribe. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay, and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we take the most shocking, provocative, and entertaining news and take it to church. I'll see you in the next one.